Hey, hi. Hello, party people. Welcome to In No Particular Order with TV is back because we have stopped doing sports. So she hops back on board with us. Yay. And she also, you can't tell her right now, but she's ecstatic because she teaches school and this is her last week. So she's like in that kind of haze on. That's her excited voice.
Sleep.
It's called a sleep
haze. Tired.
In the upper corner, we have the lovely Shannon, who was the picker of our rom-com. Hi, Jamie. And in the bottom corner, next to TV, we have, of course, everyone's favorite, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
We will be doing mock drafting sitcoms today, loosely defined sitcom today. In the order of Shannon will go first, Jamie will go second, TV will go third, I will go last, snake draft. We're going to try to get 7 rounds in, but I make no promises. We'll see what happens after 5. If, like, all my good ones are taken after 5, we just might throw the towel in or whatever. And I want to remind everyone that if you go to the scan, play Underdog Fantasy, GF2, you get $100 match. And right now is the time to jump in because they are doing, best ball is starting to heat up for NFL, for all you NFL people. And for all you non-NFL people, they have other sports. They have PGA, they have NHL, they have NBA, which I, a game going on tonight. And I'm missing one other sport. I don't know what it is, a three-letter sport. But jump on it, Underdog, $100 match. I think the best ball, the really big one, the $1 million winner is $25. So if you put $25 in, they match $25 and you can pay twice. Yay, yay, yay. All right. So before we start, the question of the day is, of course, your favorite Tina Turner song. Shannon.
Okay. My favorite one is obviously What's Love Got to Do with It.
Obviously. The,
my pick is We Don't Need Another Hero.
Ooh.
Because anytime I think of Tina Turner, it's automatically Auntie Entity from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Like, I just, that's the image of, that's been seared into my dome of her, because that's
A great image.
She's incredible.
She is incredible. Jamie.
So I had to look at the names and I don't really know much Tina Turner unless I hear it.
Don't tell people that, Jamie.
Okay, but I picked out Steamy Windows.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Steamy Windows from the album Foreign Affairs, 1989.
Okay.
And the reason I picked Steamy Windows is because
I'm...
We
pretty much know why you picked Steamy Windows.
All right, so I don't have to explain
it. Yeah, there's no explanation either, Jamie. Anyone who knows you knows why you picked Steamy Windows. Terry.
I did her River Deep... Mountain High.
Mm. I had totally forgotten like about that one. I do like that one. And I pick Proud Mary, of course, because every time I picture Tina Turner, it's her doing the, like, at the beginning of her career, the ugly time of her career when she's doing the Proud Mary dance with her dancers. Yeah. So, all right.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right, we're going to start. Anyone on Twitter, remember that if you are, like, sending tweets in, I can't see them. We can't see anything posted on the Twitter line. So you need to go over to Twitch, or you need to go over to, YouTube or Facebook. Then we can see it. The topic tonight, in no particular order, sitcoms. Shannon, your 101 sitcom.
Like my number one top pick.
Top pick.
This is a little tough, however, because I love endings and it had such a fantastic ending. It's The Good Place.
That
ending, I could cry anytime I watch that ending. It's tremendous. I still remember lines from it. Kristen Bell is just about as close to perfect as you can get. Cast was bonkers. Yeah.
So I honestly, I've never seen that or even heard of it. What is it about?
You've never seen, Jamie, I worry about you. Oh. Okay, first of all, you didn't know who Tina Turner was. Now you don't know what The Good Place is. Shannon, would you care to explain?
So without spoiling anything.
I like spoilers. I don't mind.
I don't like spoilers, and I will never spoil anything if I can. Essentially, a group of persons are in the afterlife in this place called The Good Place.
Yeah. Ted Danson is in it, too.
Yes. And however, things seem a little off, and it's essentially teaching modern, it's essentially teaching philosophy through the entire arc of the show. And what makes it great is it actually has a full arc for each and every character and for the show in whole. But it's a philosophy show posing as a sitcom.
And it's great. It's absolutely
and if
awesome.
You have Netflix.
I do. Yes.
If you have Netflix, it's on Netflix.
Perfect.
Yeah, you need to watch it, Jamie.
All right.
This is something you need to see. All right, Jamie, you're 101.
Me. I am going. My first pick is The League.
Fuck. All right.
Yep. That's a show
probably going five rounds. Let me just
So that's a show I watch every year, probably around August, just to get ready for my football fast drafts. I just turn it on and I can just have it in the background while I'm doing my drafts, and it's hilarious. You guys all seen it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you know, there's like the cameos. I mean, there's like Ray Liotta. Let's see, who else is in there?
J.J. Watt, when he does the draft and he drafts all defensive players.
That's like Jeff Goldblum's in it. Larry David.
I mean, awesome.
They got Terry Bradshaw, Vernon Davis, Chad Ochocinco, Antonio Gates, Jay Cutler. It's fun because it's like fantasy relevant players at the time that were actually in the show. They even had like Matthew Berry.
I'm on a podcast.
Rich Eisen. Jerry Jones was in it, that episode, where he had to buy his website back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But there's so many great characters, like Taco. Taco's one of my favorites, played by John LaJoie. If you never heard of John LaJoie's, he does songs, like parody songs, and they're hilarious. So check those out if you've never heard them. Seth Rogen's in it, plays Dirty Randy. It's just an amazing show, one of my favorites. Never gets old.
It is. Terry, it's a show about people drafting fantasy teams.
Yeah, so there's
actual players doing them.
Yeah, they do like an 8-team league every year, and like the losers take the winner out to dinner, and that's the prize. And they take it so seriously.
It's awesome. All right, Terry.
Okay. I am going to have to go with Steinfeld.
Ugh.
I love Seinfeld.
Not even on my list.
I do. I have a lot of lines that I can pull out about them. I mean, it has a lot of life reference for me.
Shannon, were you feeling bad because no one else, because you were the only one without a hat on?
Yeah. So I was trying really hard. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, so I actually watch Seinfeld almost daily. It's like one of my nighttime shows. I'll just put on, go to bed, fall asleep to. And I just have it in the background. It's just the best show. One of my favorites.
Okay.
And it's about nothing.
Yes.
It's about nothing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I never, ever got into Seinfeld. I just couldn't find it funny. I don't know why. I love Julie Louise Dreyfus, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck? All right. My 101, and this is only because I just binged all three seasons, Ted Lasso.
That's a great pick.
The ultimate, like, I don't even know. Like, I didn't think I was going to like it. That's why I waited so long to watch it. But the character Beard, Coach Beard, is absolutely my favorite character. Like, he has probably the least amount of lines in the whole thing. And he's the most hilarious person in the whole thing. When they think they're, they think they're getting this. He's like this big burly guy, beard, mustache, and they come. The premise is Ted Lasso and Coach Beard come from like Kansas to coach a soccer team in England, and neither one of them know anything about soccer, right? And Rebecca brings them over. Terry, her ex husband is the librarian from Buffy, the guy.
He plays.
He's like a really bad guy, but. He's her ex-husband, and she gets the soccer team in the divorce. And so she wants to destroy the soccer team. So she hires Ted Lasso and Coach Beard to come and coach the soccer team, and because they know nothing about soccer, right? And Beard hardly says anything to the whole thing, but they think they get this player named, but when they think they get this player named Zava, he just starts squealing like a little girl. It's like the craziest thing. He's like, oh my God, Zava. And it's like, because he's like supposed to be the greatest soccer player ever. It's hilarious. Beard is the character in Ted Lasso. Rebecca's a close second, but Beard is the character. And so Ted Lasso's 105.
I definitely relate to Beard sometimes.
Really?
Well, namely when he's like, oh, well, we drink some mushroom tea and things got out of sorts.
He's always like doing these experimental drugs and stuff, but he's always really like calm about it. Like he wouldn't know. They're in Amsterdam and he comes up and he gets out of his van and he's dressed as Piggy Stardust. So he has like the Ziggy Stardust song on with a pig nose. He's like, Piggy Stardust, yes. And he gets on, like it's normal. Like these things are normal to him and he just goes with the flow. I love him. And, okay, I hate myself for my second pick, but I pick it because of one episode and it's Friends. And I pick it because of the Brad Pitt episode when Brad Pitt Thanksgiving dinner. Oh my God, that is the best episode ever.
I hate you.
What is he? Is he like trying to? I think he's hitting on me, and he's like, I hate
and Phoebe you. With her hitting on him.
It was like I will never forget. I can watch that episode over and over and over again and never get tired of it. Of course, you know, part of it's because Brad Pitt is in it. And, you know, it's not.
He's a snack.
He is a healthy morsel right there. And the fact that they had just gotten married. And so he's like, I hate you. And then they form the club and he's trying to
high five. You knocked her up and you're not marrying her? High five.
Oh my God, I love that show.
I hate Rachel Club, right?
Yeah. That's the best episode of Friends, all of them. Out of all the years they were on, that was the best one. The second one only because it's so ridiculous when Ross and Rachel are trying to get that couch around the thing.
Pivot.
My husband and I used that the other day. Something was going on and he goes, pivot, pivot.
Did you slap him?
No.
So what I think is great about me joining you for this is that I actually don't love sitcoms.
How can you not love sitcoms? Rom-coms.
Yeah, rom-com's different. Like, it's a singular, like, movie kind of thing or whatever. Sitcoms, like, I don't watch things over and over again.
Oh, gosh.
In the sense of, like, I don't really have, like, background shows. I mean, there's some that I've watched over and over again. But it's, like, Angel. You know? Like, I've watched that a bunch of times. Yeah. But, like, I don't put on Friends or, like, other shows that I'm not going to mention because we're making a list in the background. Just to have it going on. Like, when I'm watching TV, I'm, like, in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought sitcoms stood for like you sit down and you watch comedy. It wasn't until today I found out it's situational.
Yeah. That's okay. Hey. Listen. You want to keep learning in life. If you stop learning.
But that works in a bad spot. Too. I mean, we really do sit and watch a comedy, so
Mm-hmm. Look at the teacher coming out in you. It's okay. You get a C for that. Nice.
Started with the right letter.
Exactly. Terry, your second pick.
Mine would be The Office.
Yes. Love The Office.
The British or the American version?
Mine's the American. Yes. I like Steve Carell.
I've never seen The Office.
Oh my goodness.
That's what she said.
Yes,
I say that daily.
My husband and I do that all the time too.
I think I said that to Jeff yesterday on his show.
I kind of watched it once and I guess I watched the wrong episode. And I was
Michael Scott is hilarious.
Is that
Jim? And Jim always pulls these pranks on Dwight. Yeah, and they're just over the top.
And I like how he looks at the camera too, like what's happening. It's like, come on, guys, you see this, right?
Oh man!
So there is a reading on The Office I watched the show when it came out. I do not rewatch it. I get the humor. It's not for me. However, the reading on that, well, one, I guess people don't realize that Michael is actually a bad guy. Like, he's actually the villain.
He's right? Supposed to be, yes.
But people don't really read it that way sometimes. And I'm like,
no.
And then also, Dwight, I'm pretty sure he's on the spectrum.
Yes.
And we got this guy just making his life not much easier. Like, he doesn't make it easy on himself, but Jim ain't making it much easier. And for me, I'm like, I don't know.
He gives some back, too. It's not like it was all Jim. He does give some back. He stands his ground.
That's like Hardison's line.
He just doesn't realize it sometimes.
I mean, I've only worked in one office in my life, and I just know that I'm no Jim. that's kind of not true. I did prank people a lot when I was in the office.
What's Hardison's line, Terry, in when he
Age of the Geek?
No, when he hits the wounded guy.
Oh, that's my niche.
Yeah,
Someone's got to shoot the cripple.
Yeah, so
that's my niche.
That's a great show.
Am I allowed to curse on this?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, great.
Jamie, your second pick.
All right, so this one's going to be off all your radars, but I'm just going to get it over with. piggybacking off of the football theme, Blue Mountain State.
Is this just a real show?
It's a real Blue Mountain State. It's a show about a college, and it's all about the football team.
And it's a rom-com? I mean, it's a sitcom?
It's a comedy sitcom.
He sits to watch it.
But it has everything. It has the comedy, the drugs, the sex, the football, and it's just the whole package.
There you go.
So, but it's based off the main character. Like, he's the backup quarterback, and he's okay with being the backup. Like, all he wants to do is like glide through life, graduate, become a high school gym teacher, and but he ends up getting thrown into the starting job, and his life changes. And instead of getting the backup women, now he's getting the upper echelon of women.
Upper echelon. When was this on? When was this a show?
I want to say like the 2007 ishes, maybe.
Okay. Netflix.
It was on there.
It might have been on Netflix. I don't know if it is anymore. I think you can watch it on like that Freevee, if you have Freevee or.
No, it's okay. I don't want to watch it. I just verifying that it's actually something that was actually not just made up in your mind.
Oh no!
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes.
They even made a spinoff movie to finish it off. So.
Oh well. Yeah. All right, Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State. You'll.
Okay. I don't think you get points for obscure references, but okay.
We're in a point system.
What? No one told me there'd be math. Shannon, your turn. Two picks, back to back.
Woo! What a good time for me. okay, well, I'm gonna pick the show of someone I'm just like in love with, namely because I love Jewish people. I in particular love older Jewish people. So it's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Larry
love
David.
That show.
I mean, he just does it for me. I don't know why. I can't explain it, but
I've
he just does it
either.
For me.
That is hilarious.
I've heard good things about it. I've just never seen it.
Yeah,
it's another show that's kind of about nothing, but more so Larry just getting himself into very, very bad, precarious situations, as they were.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Larry David is the guy that wrote Seinfeld. And then after Seinfeld ended, he started doing Curb Your Enthusiasm. And they actually bring the characters from Seinfeld back onto the show for some episodes.
Huh.
So George in Seinfeld was based off of Larry in real life.
Yeah.
That's him in real life?
Why would Pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
That's sad.
Man, I love the episodes when the blacks came in. Like that's their last name because of the hurricane from Hurricane Katrina.
The blacks are always in.
And JB Smoove. Is that his name? JB Smoove.
Yeah, JB Smoove.
He's becoming a main character in the show, and it's just hilarious from there on out.
Yeah, it's tremendous stuff. He ends up living in Larry's pool house, and they couldn't be much more different.
JB Smoove lives in Larry's pool house?
Yes.
And like, I mean, there's like all kinds of situations he gets himself into. Like at one point he falls in love with this like Muslim lady. Yes. And then like there's like a chicken shop that they're like eating at, but like only certain people are allowed to eat there.
He opened a spite coffee shop.
Yeah, like one right next door to another one.
Right next to another one because he like got cold coffee or something.
Yeah, like there's like a wobbly table. It's just
the wobbly table. Scene. Yeah,
it's obscene.
I love that show.
Yeah, so that's my second pick, and then for the third pick, now this is one I have seen a lot. I've probably watched it at least three times through. And I'll tell you that I have a type and that I am one of these. And it's Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Let me tell you.
I used to watch that all the time.
Are you
bland? If Bea Arthur were still alive and I could be in the same room with her, she could get it. I fucking love Bea Arthur. I'm gonna touch here for a second because I doubt anyone's gonna bring up this one. She was on a sitcom called
Mom.
Whatever,
go ahead.
Spoiler.
And that was the first show to ever on TV talk about abortion.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Mod.
And did you know the old lady, like the mom of the bunch, was actually younger than
Sophia, yeah.
Everyone else on the show, they just made her look old.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
She was great. My type, or what I am, I'm sorry, what I am is a Blanche.
Ah, see, I called it.
Yeah. It's not that I'm sleeping with a lot of people, because I'm not.
Yeah, probably, that's what they say.
So I'm Blanche.
However, I am Southern, and I do... It comes off as flirting. It's just intentionality.
I can attest to that. I've seen him at the bar.
It comes off as a certain thing, but it's intentionality. I'm like being intentional with like, you know, learning someone's name or looking them in the eye, treating them like a human. However, I probably come off as a Blanche pretty easily, which is okay.
I love Blanche. And I just want to say that, Jamie, you find the weirdest things to flex about. Like,
you bring them up. I mean,
yeah, like, you find the weirdest things to flex about. I think throw that out there.
What? I think I'd be Rose.
Which one was Rose?
She was the one from St. Olaf.
And she was like the spacey one, and she'll say things and that people wouldn't get. Because
Betty White? Betty White?
Yes. Yes. That was one of her innocent roles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would not be Rose.
You don't think I'd lose?
No, you would not be Rose.
And to touch again on something, Estelle Getty is the one that plays Sophia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's in a tremendous, it's not tremendous, but I love it, movie with Sylvester Stallone called Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Shoot you.
Yes,
oh
I
my
love
God,
that
movie sucks so bad.
Yeah, but it's so good.
It is.
It's beyond cute. She's great in it.
She is great in it, but it's a really bad movie.
My second and third pick are people of the AARP age range.
Nothing wrong with that. Oh, my
no.
God.
No.
Speaking of, what did you say, Jenny? Something about the blacks coming in?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm watching the Vanderbilt game last night. Like, it's late. It's late for them. So it's late for us. And the guy was trying to say, you can't turn the clocks back. And he said, you can't turn the cocks black.
Oh, no.
And then he goes, it's past midnight. It's okay.
But that's also true. You cannot turn the cocks black. That is also true. So both things are right there.
Both things are right. Yes, that was a true statement for him. It was awesome, though, because he just, like, smoothed right over it. Like, not like I said anything. Jamie!
So I'm up so many to choose from.
I agree. We could do seven.
Right? I could do like 100 rounds.
Right. But...
Jamie keeps like picking these obscure ones. Yeah, I'm in the game.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no. That was mine.
I love Big Bang Theory, man.
I do too.
Like, Sheldon is just
hilarious. Speaking of someone on the spectrum.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, seriously.
That just shows everybody has friends.
I love the fact that, like, the one guy in it was from Roseanne. And they brought the other female from Roseanne.
The girlfriend from Roseanne. The daughter.
Yep. And, like, they're in it. And then the girl from Blossom is in it. Yeah. And she's actually really a doctor in real life.
Yes, she's a smarty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's one of my favorite shows because it's got so many facts in it, and plus it's about like comic books and video games, and I love all that. Yep,
and I love that stuff. I think that show is just
really
atrocious.
Thank you.
Oh man,
so bad.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's
man,
favorite you show. Know, autistic people need jobs too. Okay.
I love that. Sheldon thinks like the word sex is gross, so he came up with coitus.
Yeah.
To replace it with sex. So.
Yeah, it doesn't sound any better. Not much better at all. Yeah. No.
That was one of mine.
Yeah, and then there's a spinoff, prequel, Young Sheldon, which you actually learn a lot from that show too.
I've not seen that one though. I've heard it.
It's pretty good. If you watch Young Sheldon and Big Bang, like there's some mistakes that they kind of throw out there. Like the sister and the brother Sheldon shared a bedroom, but in Big Bang Theory, they made a reference of like her living across the hall at age six or something, but they were actually living together
because they were twins. They were supposed to be on the least Big Ben.
Wow.
Big Bang.
Did you figure this out or did they?
No, I just catch it like when I. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm an actual nerd. Like I'm actually into comic books and video games and all that stuff. So that's why that show irritates me because I'm like,
Oh man. See, I love comic books and like superhero movies. It's like I'm a big closet nerd too. So
I'm not a closet about it.
Oh, yeah.
However. Again, that's why it's funny to have me do this one with the sitcoms because I'm looking at the list. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like this show. I like this.
So I'm surprised you don't like that show though. Like, what pisses you off about it?
I don't want to say I get pissed about it. I just kind of don't think about it at all.
Yeah, just what don't you?
Well, you know what? So the whole thing with sitcoms, like especially early sitcoms, they do it less now with the laugh track or with the actual studio audience thing. Yep. That actually I don't love. And it took me some time to get to that point, but like now I'm like, oh, I don't like listening to that. And then that show, it's like kind of like telling you when to laugh almost. That's why it's hilarious having me on this. Cause like Friends, you can watch Friends on mute and you know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Which is good and bad, right?
No, it's bad. It's bad.
But for me, like, it's just not the show for me. Like I've seen it, I've watched it when it first aired and then that's it. That's all I needed.
Yeah. I mean,
I got what I need out of it.
Like, I'm not a big, huge fan of Friends. I'm not, their use of diversity is nil. But the Brad Pitt episode, I'm telling you, it's just.
And I won't knock anybody for liking it, by no means.
You can't go wrong if you watch that over and over again. You just can't. You can't. Terry.
I am going to do, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes, that's that was on
pick.
My list.
That's a good thing.
I love that show.
Nine-Nine.
Like it's got action and comedy. Love it. Yeah.
Cool. I've used that a lot.
Thanksgiving episodes are the best. Isn't that where they do like the heist?
It's the Halloween.
The Halloween heist. Yes.
Yes. Every Halloween. Love those. Yes. And I like the cold openings. Those are really hilarious. And of course, Gladys, the sergeant. He's hilarious with being such a straight face.
Oh, yeah. He's a really good actor.
He is.
Yeah.
And then there's a character in there from my 101, The League, Ralphie. He plays the boyfriend of
the crazy guy with the
He plays the boyfriend of that badass chick.
Right.
His name's Jason something.
Ralphie Baum.
You got the Jason. That's cool. That's a decent pick, Terry.
Love it. I love that pick.
Okay. My next one. New Girl.
Love New Girl.
I had that on the list too, Doug.
I know.
I didn't even have that on my list. I forgot about that one. And I just watched it like within the past year for the first time ever.
For the first time?
For the first time ever. And I actually watched it twice already. I love that show.
New Girl, like the ensemble is, they're all equal. You know what I mean? Like not just, what are you doing, Terry?
I had to turn the fan on. It's hot. I'm in Florida. It was hot in the room. The
Oh, must be nice.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had to turn the fan on.
Let's complain about being in Florida. I'm stuck here in Pretty easy to do, Ohio.
In fact, actually.
Thank you. We were just doing that earlier.
When you live in a shitty-ass state like Ohio, it's like you dream about living in Florida.
Hey, fair point.
Yes, yes. I didn't realize that's where you lived. Okay. Yep.
And then I'm going to back that up with Will and Grace.
Oh, I watched that before. That was a good one.
Will and Grace is a tremendous show, not just because of its depiction of gay characters as if, you know, it doesn't matter, but because Karen is like the shit. Karen is like the best character ever, unabashedly drunk all the time. I mean,
a real lush.
A real lush. And you say potato, I say vodka. What?
And she knows her life is special, and it doesn't mind it at all flaunting it.
Yeah.
And that show was kind of revolutionary because they didn't really have gay shows like that back
in the day. Yeah, it was like one of the first.
Yeah.
One of the first, and Deborah Messing after like two seasons kind of gets on your nerves, like her character.
I don't like her, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody else is spectacular. So Will and Grace will be my 1, 2, 3, 4th pick.
Yeah, I was watching Hell's Kitchen the other day, and the guy from Will and Grace was on there as a guest.
Which one?
Will.
Oh, Will.
He's hilarious.
He did another show like right after that where he played a schizophrenic like professor.
Huh.
And he, because of his schizophrenia, he could solve like murders and stuff. It was a really good show, like for the first 2-3 seasons. And he played a schizophrenic really, really well. I loved it. And I can't think of the name of the show and now it pisses me off.
I can't either. It wasn't a sitcom though, right?
No, it wasn't a sitcom. It was a criminal. Whatever.
Yeah.
They call it.
That's crime drama.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
We got to do crime ones next time.
Terry.
Oh, it's my turn again? Okay. I have several. I just don't know which one. That's why I said I could.
I have a feeling you're going to
pick the best one.
I have a feeling you're going to steal one of mine.
I don't know.
Pick the one that I'm not picking, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or me.
Okay. I got some old ones. I was going to go back.
Okay.
Okay. And I loved WKRP in Cincinnati, speaking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The turkey episode?
Any of them.
Wait, can you repeat that again?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Never heard of it. What is it?
Oh, my God. And you live in Ohio?
Yeah.
Because we're old, though, Gladys.
WKRP.
I've heard of it.
It was on CBS between 1978 and 1982.
Oh, so I was born in 82.
I was going to say, that's why he doesn't know.
But still, yeah, I was going to say, I watched all like Andy Griffin and all that.
WKRP in Cincinnati is about a radio station. And it's just, they have an ensemble cast also. And it's just, that's where Lonnie Anderson, the big blonde girl, and what's the disc jockey guy? Besides Johnny Fever, he was on there. I can't remember the real names.
Tim Reed was on there too.
Tim Reed, yeah, he was the one that couldn't sing. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Episodes was on Thanksgiving, they take a helicopter off and they throw turkeys out of the helicopter.
Thinking they could fly.
They thought they could fly.
Turkeys can fly.
These didn't.
Right.
These did not fly. These hit the ground pretty hard, and it was like the most
mayhem
and hilarious thing at the same time. And I love animals. Don't get me wrong. But he was like, I swear to God, I thought they could fly. No, you're thump, 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 as he's throwing them out to the thing.
They're giving, and it was like the Hindenburg, where the guy on the ground was announcing it.
It's, oh my God. Oh my God.
So
that's good stuff.
That is good stuff. Unfortunately, it's good stuff at the expense of dead birds. But still.
Jamie. No birds were harmed in the making of that movie series.
Do you know that for sure?
I don't, but it sounds good. They didn't show it.
Yeah, you just heard it. Oh my God. Center. Oh my God.
The guy reporting.
It's mayhem. Mayhem.
I mean, I don't think they can fly long distances, but they can definitely get up.
Yeah, they're dropping down. There was no getting up.
Yeah. Listen, I can't imagine being dropped out of a helicopter.
Right.
Jamie!
All right, I got it. I'm going to say a line, see if you can guess it.
Okay, I like that.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, I know that. That's Barney.
Yes, mm-hmm. Barney Stinson.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, love that show. It will never get old. I could watch that in like 40 years from now, and it will still be so great. The way I love the fact that like he's in real life, he's a gay character, and he plays a
straight,
but he's such a ladies' man. And then the show and
say,
it's
suit
hilarious.
Up.
Suit up. He had to wear a duck tie for a whole year because he lost a bet.
Or that he could get his picture taken. And it always turned out good. So they had this one show where he wasn't even wearing the same clothes, but every time the picture turned out, he was in a suit and smiling.
Yep.
He was like, it was hilarious.
Quentin, my son,
loves that character. When he was, I want to say middle school, that was who he went as in a Halloween costume because he wanted to wear a suit.
Yeah, I love that show because I used to watch Doogie Howser when I was little all the time. So like just seeing him in a sitcom, it was hilarious and never gets old.
He is a good actor too, though.
Really is. Yes, very good actor. Like, I love how he plays himself in those movies, White Castle movies.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's in all of them, and he just won't die. He gets shot.
Stoner movies.
Yes,
never get old.
Yep. Those are my romantic comedies.
Stoner movies?
Yeah, if you watched our episode, you would know I had Half Baked was my romantic comedy 101.
Yeah, Shen. It was sad.
Because he's in love with a woman and marijuana.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. You know what? Adds up. The math is mapping.
It makes perfect sense.
Oh, man. And Bob Saget actually plays the voice over of the future.
I did not know that. Bob Saget's voice?
I did not. I knew I knew it, but I didn't know it from where.
Okay. And they actually did a spinoff called How I Met Your Father. I've only watched the first 6 episodes, and I kind of stopped watching it. I didn't understand. Like, why didn't they just name it a different show and... Like, it doesn't even interact. I don't know. I don't get it.
Because when you have titles like that, you suck some people in.
Yeah, I think what it was is the same apartment, right? And that's all it was?
No idea.
No.
Didn't watch it.
No.
It was supposed to be that woman that he met at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And what she was doing before she met him.
Him.
That's what it's about? No way.
That's what it's supposed to be about, yes. How she met him.
Yeah. Wait, I thought it had Hillary Duff in it.
It does.
I don't know.
Hillary you didn't Duff, end up no. with Hillary Duff.
Though. I didn't like her anyway.
Because she's the younger version. The girl from Sex and the City plays the older version. Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled with her either. All right.
Yeah. All right, Shannon.
I'm with him.
Okay, do I have back-to-back pick here?
You do have back-to-back pick here.
Wow, what a time for me.
Again. So amazing how that happens.
It's almost like it comes back, like it's cyclical. It's like snaking back and forth for me.
What the?
Almost like that.
Almost.
Okay, so I'm going to pick, this would be my fourth pick, I guess. So I'm going to pick Community.
Oh, I love that.
Community. Yes.
Me too.
So that is a show I've gone back and watched some episodes, not all. Clearly the first season is just almost unassailable as far as being so good.
Hilarious.
The paintball episode, I mean, it can just, it's just like one of the best episodes of TV that's existed altogether.
History of TV.
Yeah, I mean, in the universe, you said it. We don't know what other TV shows are out there.
Exactly.
As far as we know, one of the best. That cast, really not a wasted character. It's much akin to like Ted Lasso. Like, there's not really wasted characters, right? Like, right. Everybody kind of gets a little something.
It's a great cast.
And you can like them or dislike them for different reasons.
Yeah, it's a great cast.
Because like the Dean, anytime the Dean comes in and he's singing a song, I am.
Right?
I am in.
I laugh at the one where they had to get the new mascot, and so they got the human beans. Yeah, and then it was just like this guy in this human suit because it couldn't be a girl, it couldn't be a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had so much trouble with their mascot.
And I like flags, and the fact that their flag was an anus. Like, yeah, I like buttholes too. You're not wrong. I'm all in. Let's go. There's no wrong here.
That's what she said.
Oh. And it comes back. All right. Yeah.
So Community. That's, I mean,
I got off my list.
Troy and Abed. And Annie, the girl that plays Annie, unbelievably attractive. Like, just my type. I'm all in. Alison Brie.
Oh.
Alison Brie.
Oh, you know what she's married to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
That takes it down just a step. Okay, James Franco's little brother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love James Franco.
Not James Franco, it's his little brother.
Ah.
Yeah, she went for the lesser Franco.
I don't know.
It's like, well, I heard it's like James... if you were like choosing between like, oh, am I going to live in Ohio or Florida? You know?
Yeah.
I heard James Franco in real life is like a really hard person.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Yeah, he's like real ass. I don't know. But wasn't that like Chevy Chase's character? Didn't he get fired from Community?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some tumultuous.
I don't like bit. What happened with that.
However, Chevy, I'm not a big physical humor person, but he has a stranglehold on it. I mean, he really knows how to do.
Yeah.
So much so that like there's things I'm like, I see him doing, I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna add that to my life.
I love Chevy Chase.
He was on the Norm Macdonald Show when Norm had like a show on YouTube.
I remember that. Like that wasn't even a popular show, and I love that show.
And Chevy was on it, and he did this bit. And something to know about me is like I will never quit on a bit. I'm just going to do it for the rest of my life. You're not my audience. I'm my audience.
Yes, I entertain me.
Yes, and he was like he had like a little bit of a cough, but he like played it up a lot. And I'm going on a short tangent, as short as I can. So he did this, and I thought, that's the height of humor. So I then actually had a real-life cough for about 4 months. And this is before the pandemic. This is in the before times. But for about 4 months or so, I had like a little cough. And it was a little cough, like a... However, not once did I just go... Every time I had the cough, and I apologize to yours, I was... So much so that prior to me marrying my wife, we were at breakfast one day and she said something about us getting engaged. And just as a joke, because again, I'm my audience, I started coughing and acting like I was choking, just like. Now, here's where I made a mistake. I was in public. This lady rushes over to help me. Because I'm like leaning out of the booth. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my goodness.
And she rushes over to give me the Heimlich and help me not die.
That's hilarious.
I then had to look her in her eyes and say, that was just a joke. And she's like, well, my husband suffers from like something else. So I'm hyper aware when someone's choking because my husband could choke and die at any moment.
Oh, thanks for making fun of him, right? Is that what she ended that period with?
No, I was like, I apologize. My girlfriend said something about getting engaged. And I
now
just,
I have to marry her.
And so now, I'm really an ass.
And I'm married. See where that gets you. Hey, I committed to the bit. I committed to the bit. I married her.
I'll
a little bit, just a script. Yeah, so that's that story. He's a genius.
Yeah,
maybe a little hard to get along with, but very smart.
Yeah.
Okay. So
didn't Chevy Chase get in a fist fight with Bill Murray?
Who would fight Bill Murray?
I think it was Chevy Chase.
Why would you do that? Hey,
it was on it's like the Saturday Night Live.
Name the chillest person you can think of in 3 seconds. Okay, Bill Murray. Let's just fight him.
I heard he was an ass too.
I heard he's an ass.
Yeah.
Although.
Okay, let's not name the chillest person we know.
Because didn't they do a scene together in Caddyshack, and that was the first time they've ever been on camera together ever.
Probably. That sounds right.
I know that. Remember, Kevin said Kevin said he was flying somewhere, and he went into the lounge. And Bill Murray was the guy sitting next to him, and they just started drinking together. And Bill Murray was pretty chill then. But apparently, I think he doesn't like female actresses, is what the problem was. Because I've seen him at basketball games when his son was coaching, and he seems pretty chill when people are around him. Mm-hmm. I think it's just Lucy Liu. Maybe he just has a problem with Lucy Liu.
Why would you have a problem with her? She's a smoke show. And she's really smart.
Well, you know.
Some people.
Yeah, you know.
Oh man, I'm gonna watch Animal Farm now after we're done with this.
Why?
Chevy Chase.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You never seen Animal Farm?
No.
We're isn't not that what
it, no.
Is it a movie?
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like something I want to see. It doesn't sound like something that's going to be like good to animals. Is it like throwing turkeys out the
it's
helicopter?
It's like the book, Gladys. It's like the book Animal Farm, right? Where the animals are talking.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. 100%. Yep.
Okay. Nah. Never mind. Yeah.
No, it's...
I'm back.
Or no, it's called Funny Farm. My bad.
Funny Farm.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Huge difference. I was like, I don't think animals talk.
That's hilarious.
Huge difference. Animal Farm, Funny Farm. It's
a farm.
It's a farm.
It's a farm. There's a farm.
Hey, we apologize to all the farmers out there.
And all the animals. Yeah. All the animals.
You're just
that
feeding
are
America.
Yes.
Okay. All right, who's up?
It's my second. I apologize for the long tangent there. About silly things. Okay. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
I said that one too.
Me too.
That was on my list.
I mean, Uncle Phil.
All about
Carlton.
Carlton. The dance, like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like legendary.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then obviously, Big Willie style himself.
Yeah.
Wow. They did an episode on Star Search.
Yeah,
like I love that show.
Yeah, Fresh Prince. What a tremendous time that was.
And that one scene though, it was like a real scene where Will was talking to Uncle Phil about how his dad abandoned him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was actually a real, like improvised scene that like he was having that exact emotions that in real life. Mm-hmm. And they caught it on camera, and like one of the best scenes I've ever seen.
Yeah, something I think that can be said about Will Smith is the fact that, you know, in the 90s, like that was kind of mid 90s, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then he went on to Bad Boys and then Independence Day and all that. But, I mean, he became like a true to life big, huge movie star, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was like his first acting thing. Like, he never acted before.
Yeah, because he was a rapper first.
He was one of the first rappers to make it, that move from rapping to arting.
Yeah, and he always had a clean rap, like no swearing, no nothing.
It built
up. All positive.
Summertime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get jiggy with it. I mean, he was well-rounded for a little while.
And the thing, I think today, like, we have movie stars, but, like, you know, there's only a few true huge movie stars, especially, like, ones that are left. Like, in my opinion, like, Tom Cruise is kind of, like, the one true movie star we really have left. I guess you could put a few others in there. But
I would, like, put Will Smith in there still.
Yeah, and Will Smith is in that category, right?
Right.
I mean, we had a lot more early aughts and obviously in the 90s. And now it's like people don't go to see the movie because of an actor so much as much anymore as they go for reasons.
One of the recent guys would be Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. Michael B. Jordan's just fucking hot. I wouldn't put him as a true movie star. I just put him as the hottest man on the planet. Well,
the Creed movies kind of put him over the limit because he was on Friday Night Lights and then he went on to Creed. And then from there, he does a bunch of stuff.
But I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, he's
on his way. I agree. Yes, because in Panther, that character that he played was a really good character, that well-rounded villain,
and still smoking hot.
Yeah.
Just absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, seriously.
Those commercials that he does.
Oh my friggin' God!
Those are wonderful.
They are. I'm like. Can someone tell me where that hotel is and when he's there? Because I will go. I'll be the pool girl. I don't care.
Siri,
coming up.
Oh, but let's go back to the Fresh Prince. I love the scenes where love the scenes where Uncle Phil just tosses Jazzy Jeff out the door. He just flies out the house. Love it.
Yeah, not a wasted character on that show either. No. Like the butler, Jeffrey being great.
Yep. The mother changed to a different mother at one point because Will had a problem with the other one.
Right. Well, she actually had off the set issues.
Okay.
Because she was having, like, I think she was, like, really into drugs or whatever at the time. It was affecting the actual production of the show. Because I think she was gone after the first season, I want to think.
I think it was first or second,
I think it was the second, too.
Yeah, but she was having, like, I mean, drugs are cool, but if it's affecting your job...
Drugs are bad.
Maybe push the brakes. I don't know. I don't know.
But drugs are cool. But they're cool.
Anyway, some drugs are cool.
Some drugs are cool. Jamie?
Yes, drugs are cool. Oh, I'm up.
We know your stance on drugs, Jamie. Yeah, you're up.
Just say no. let me see here. I'm going to have to go with My Name is Earl.
Oh, that's a good one.
Love that show. I've watched that show multiple times without even realizing the main character was the same character from the Mallrats movie.
Yeah, Jason Lee.
Yeah, I didn't even know they're the same person because you couldn't tell because of the mustache.
You're telling me I can commit a crime, shave my face, and I get away from it? Yes,
I would not recognize you whatsoever.
It's like those babies that don't know their father when they shave their beard.
I mean, you can keep the mustache and take the head off, and I wouldn't recognize you.
Where does that take place? Does that take place in Ohio?
Which one? My Name is Earl?
Yeah.
No, isn't that California?
Is it? Okay.
Like a trailer park somewhere.
Yeah, I just assumed there was Ohio.
I don't think I've ever seen snow in that show, so I'm assuming it's California.
Maybe you're right.
But the characters in that, like Crab Man, hilarious. Yes. The fact that he had a kid with Earl's wife and it came out black, and he raised his son.
That was funny.
Right, Randy definitely on the spectrum. A little bit on the other side of it.
That guy's buff now.
Is he really?
Is he?
Yeah, he's.
Oh, man. I remember him from Boy Meets World back in the day. Yeah. Another one of my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It was on my list, but I got so many others.
I can just put that one out to you.
Yeah. The reason I like that show, I actually watched that in high school growing up, and my girlfriend looked exactly like Topanga, and I thought Topanga was the hottest girl ever. So
you dated your girlfriend because she looked like Topanga?
I think it was the other way around, right?
I
hope so. You know your girlfriend and she's listening.
Oh, no. This was like 20 years ago.
So you're saying she's listening?
I hope not. Oh man, they actually did a reboot of that show called yes. Girl Meets World, and they're all in that. So, but anyway, that's off topic. We're talking about My Name Is Earl. Oh man, but like the whole karma thing, I love it. And they actually did a sitcom within the sitcom because he ended up getting into a coma. So in his mind, they like played it like an old 70s, 80s sitcom.
Well, I don't remember that. I must have not watched it that
No, long. That was like one of the later episodes, I think season 5 or 6 maybe.
Oh yeah, I never stayed around that long for that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was good. I like Jason Lee, but yeah. Terry.
I'm going to go way back so that some people might not know this one. But we were talking about the Butlers. I would either do Soap or the Benson that was the spinoff of Soap.
You have to pick one.
I never heard of either of them.
Yeah, I know. It was before your time.
Hey, you don't have to yell at us like that.
I know. It's like...
I would have to go with Soap then.
Okay.
Because that was the original.
The original one.
Yeah.
Soap was a parody of soap operas.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Benson was the butler, who was hilarious.
Guy. Yeah, remember the name.
Yeah. And he made another one. But there was also a movie called Soap that was a parody of soap opera. It was actually
with Whoopi.
Than that.
But
with
the
Whoopi
soap
and Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. was in it too.
Yes, because he liked the girl that was a guy.
Yeah.
Soap, the TV series, came on in 1977 and went through 1981. So that's why.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was an ensemble class. Billy Crystal was in it.
Yeah.
He had started there.
I vaguely remember it. I don't remember it being that great.
Oh, I loved it. And I watch it sometimes.
Now? Still?
Yeah, because it's on Hulu or one of those channel things.
Okay.
And I start just the first season again.
One of those channel things.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Valid point. I'm going to go with Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Wow. I never saw that one.
Oh, yes. Is that the one in the very beginning? She catches them having sex.
On the birthday cake? Yeah.
Yes. That's a great show.
Christian Ritter is the bee in Apartment 23.
She is unbelievably attractive.
Yeah. And she's a bitch in this movie. She is and James Vanderbeek plays himself. Yeah. And he's friggin' hilarious.
Yes.
He is hilarious as himself. Like,
And he has that beef with Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. Yes.
Oh my God. Hi. You have to go lay down. Go lay down. She's really good. Like, I think Christian Ritter is probably one of the most underrated actresses ever. Like, ever. Because she.
I'll agree because I'm biased because I love her.
Okay, I'll take that. I'm okay with that for whatever reason that you
agree
with.
She's just my type.
Because she's a bitch?
No.
Oh.
Not the character.
Yeah, not the character.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I could. Have you seen Jennifer Jones?
Jessica Jones? Yeah.
Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Is she good in that? She's like a superhero, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think I want to see her as a superhero. I want
to. You don't have to.
I want
to
remember her never to be in Apartment 23.
Great. Do that. Live that life.
That's the life I have to live because she's wonderful in that with James Vanderbeek. I love it. And my next one. Oh, so close. I'm going to go Murphy Brown.
Oh, that was on my list.
Candace Bergen is simply awesome as Murphy Brown.
That was a good show.
It was a great show. And the fact that our then Vice President Dan Quayle thought it was a real person just makes it even that much greater that he has to pick a fight with her.
Oh, we long for time when the Vice President just was, you know.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were good times.
I mean, it's arguable that they're not still.
Right. No, but they're so much more dangerous now. Go ahead.
More dopey, I think, is the term we're looking for.
Yes, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. But Murphy Brown, I'm going to... Oh, wait. Can I change?
Well, Before you change
you
it,
gotta take
add,
one.
Hold just on. Add another round to
you
it.
You can go. You can okay. go back and change it, but before you do that, Kramer and Seinfeld was on the Murphy Brown show, not in the Murphy Brown actual show, but in Seinfeld, he played a character in the Murphy Brown show. Does that make
sense?
I didn't
know that. No. Yeah.
Because remember when he went to California to become an actor?
Oh.
And yeah. he ended up being like the person at the desk while Murphy walked in.
Yes, because she always loses her secretaries.
Yeah.
So, I think so I vaguely
remember
that. He was
one of the secretaries. I do. I remember that.
I remember that. I vaguely remember that.
But that is a classic show, though. I like it. Classic, but if you want to change it, go ahead.
No.
Add another round.
Or we just add another round. Why not?
Yes, we got it.
Okay. My fear is not that we can't add another round. My fear is that someone's going to pick my next one. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Selfish much?
What?
Yes, you did hear that. It is all about her.
Oh, it's not supposed to be?
Where is that bee?
Apartment 408, baby.
Yes, there you go.
I would never say something like that.
I'm her sister. I can.
No, absolutely. I would never.
Yes.
Even though I would agree with it, I just
but
say
I wouldn't
it.
Say it.
Terry, pick.
Okay. So now that we got another round, I can pick this one. Abbott Elementary, which has just started. It's new, and of course, it's about teachers and in an elementary school, and it's just living my life. Yeah, except I'm in Florida, not Philly.
Yeah,
but our kids are needy, and our school is needy, but we're migrants instead of in the city, I guess.
Inner city. Were you trying to think of a nice word for black? Is that what you're?
No, because we.
No, most every school is needy. This is America.
Yes, there you go. Public schools.
Yeah, public schools.
There you go.
All right, James.
So, Abbott Elementary, like, what is that really about? Because I think I've seen a couple episodes.
It is about a school. Teachers teaching in an inner city school in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but there's got to be more.
But it's a comedy because
it's a situational comedy. You sit down to watch situations. In a comedic fashion.
So things like, what kind of
characters are in it?
Teachers. One is the principal who is not a nice person. She got the job because she blackmailed a senator. And so she doesn't really want to be a principal. She's doing things for herself and for her personal gain to become, I don't know where you would go from being a principal, but okay.
Superintendent.
Okay. All right. And then, governor. So each character is a teacher. But it's in this low income school and how they try to get money for the kids and just the things that the kids do themselves, like peeing on the carpet, and they wanted new carpets, but they couldn't afford new carpets.
I saw that. Yes, I remember seeing that.
Wow. Yep. Seeing you remember kids peeing on the carpet?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice, Jamie. Nice. Okay.
So, yeah. So
I so worry about you sometimes, James. So worried.
Thanks. Someone has to.
Yeah, exactly. Yikes. All right, Jamie, you're up.
So my next one is The 70s Show.
Yeah.
That was actually on my list.
Mine too.
Not mine.
It started in, 98, right?
Let me see.
And I just love the characters like Mila Kunitz, Ashton Kutcher, whatever the skinny dude's name is. But they all went on to...
Eric, yeah.
They all went on to become like famous.
Fez.
Yeah, Fez. I love Fez. Foreign exchange student that we still don't know his real name or what country he's from.
I said good day.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, man. But
plus, I don't know if you know this, but they smoke weed in that show, too.
Yes. They do. And
coincidence.
The funny part about that is like back in 1998 when it started, I was in 10th grade, I think. And that's all me and my friends just sat around in a circle.
In 10th grade?
Wow. Well, we started in ninth, but yeah.
They had lungs.
I mean, our parents worked or kicked us outside. So, like, what else did we have to do?
I don't know. Like, play sports.
Play sports.
Well, we did that. We did that after.
Watch movies.
I don't know.
We did that after, too.
After. That's funny.
Funny, oh, sad. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, like, no, we I just loved it because, like, everything in that show, like, I could kind of relate to. Like, we used to go to the record stores back when they had record stores. And actually,
isn't the one kid, like, up for rape?
Wait,
yes.
What?
Yes.
Danny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Multiple rapes.
That's why he's not on that show.
The new one? The 90s?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, the 90s, too. But before that, Ashton Kutcher had the ranch with Sam Elliott.
Oh, the ranch, yes.
And they had to kick him off that because he was going through the court cases.
Yes. That's the show with the Marlboro Man, right?
Yes. That's,
Sam Elliott.
He's handsome man.
Handsome
Sam
man.
Elliott.
He gets better with age.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
And when he talks.
It's unreal.
But before this, the 70s show, though, did you know Mila Kunis lied about her age?
Yeah.
She was, like, really only, like, 14 or something when the show started.
Dude, she had to, like, surprise for her family. Come on.
Yeah.
Leave the girl alone. Jesus.
Speaking of migrants.
It all worked out.
I'll lie about my age for a lot of reasons. Make money? Sure. Yeah, sure. I'll lie about it.
And, you know, she got what she wanted. Ashton Kutcher.
Yep.
Yep.
I would lie for my age for Ashton Kutcher.
She took the long way around, though.
She played the long con. She played the long con, Terry. She played the long con. You got to respect that. I respect anyone who plays the long con and wins at the end. She played the long con, and she's winning. So you go, Mila. You lie all you want. Plus, what was that movie she's in with the hot guy from Outlander?
The spy one.
Oh, yeah, the spy who dumped me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was actually in one of my rom-com movies that I picked.
Which rom-com?
Friends with Benefits?
No. Well, I think that.
Yeah, that is it.
No, it was the.
That's not the one he picked, though.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yes.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that was one of my rom-coms.
That's a great pick. That's a great
rom-com pick. Yes.
I really didn't like that movie. I'm sorry.
You don't have to. We do. Sure. We'll watch it without you.
Yeah.
It won't be the same. It just won't be the same. All right. All right, Shannon.
Oh, it's back.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
This is a little tough because I'm like, should I pick something that's like very good or just something that
you
I
enjoy?
Like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you do one of each? One very good, one you enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Got to snake it around.
Okay, so I'm going to pick, so this is going to be one that's very good. I enjoy it. I haven't rewatched it a bunch.
Okay.
And that will be Arrested Development.
Oh, that's a great one.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I have. It's on Netflix.
Yep.
Okay.
It is very good. So basically, a son has to take over the real estate company after his father was sent to prison for like some white collar crimes.
Is his son Jason Bateman?
Yes.
I love Jason Bateman. Okay.
Yes. And he essentially has to deal with his family who are just kooks.
Right.
To put it succinctly. It's absolutely incredible.
Living
it's
in their own true, world.
Yeah, it's truly a situational comedy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love
me
some Jason Bateman.
Yeah,
he's gonna lie in it. Absolutely.
It's that same humor.
Yeah, I think mine are all good. Like mine are all a little dark humor for the most part.
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay, so then because you said this is broad and not, you know, whatever, I'm gonna pick Glow.
Love Glow.
You have to tell me about
that. Was that the Glorious Ladies of Wrestling?
Of wrestling. Yeah, yeah.
Love
it. So Alison Brie is the lead, who I'm in love with. That's fine. But I also just love wrestling. Like I truly love wrestling.
Same here.
Alison Brie plays a wrestler. Isn't Alison Brie tiny?
Yes, she is. And she put on a lot of muscle for this.
Did she now?
Well, I mean, she put on muscle. and then the, I'm so dumb. I don't know why you invited me on this.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. Go ahead.
More, please.
But it's another one of those ensemble casts where there's a lot of great people in it. Betty Gilpin. She's also on the show, and
why do I know that name?
Oh man, she's been on a few things. She was in a movie called The Hunted or something, I think.
Okay.
That to say, The Hunt, that's what it was. She was in the movie called The Hunt. Tremendous in that. She's been in quite a few things.
And this is about females who wrestle?
Yes. So in the 80s, this is a real thing. So in the 80s, there's a thing called Glorious Ladies of Wrestling.
Okay.
And I think it came on Saturday nights or whatever, but it was just lady wrestlers. And they had like, it was very 80s, so there was like some wild characters, and it's wrestling, but it's kind of all about, this show is all about that time period. And so Marc Maron is also in it, and I think he's hilarious.
And that's either. You're naming people I don't.
I guess he's a stand-up comedian and also an actor and a podcaster. He has a pretty big podcast as well.
Marc Maron?
Marc Maron.
Maron, okay.
But I just loved wrestling, and this was a very good homage to wrestling, along with it being a good show.
And it had Alison Brie in it.
And it had Alison Brie in it. So
yeah.
Just suck me in, I guess.
Jamie.
Yep.
Did you say yep?
I'm up. Let's go with Chris Rock show. Everyone Hates Chris.
I like that.
I mean, love that show. Just Chris Rock's voiceover when he's doing the commentary is just off the wall. Love it.
That period of time.
I think it was in Brooklyn or somewhere in New York. And then the dad, awesome. He forgot his name. It's that big muscle guy. He plays in Brooklyn Nine-Nine too.
Terry Crews,
yes. Yeah, like he just does an awesome job playing the dad, and it's just the struggle of like a poverty family just growing up back in the 80s.
And this is a sitcom?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So everyone hates Chris. You never seen that?
No.
Yeah. I think it aired on Fox.
Oh. Never saw it. Sorry.
Yeah, I recommend checking it out. It's a really, really good show. And it was on for years, too.
It was.
It's like Everybody Loves Raymond, but better.
Yes. Yes.
And Everybody Hates Chris. A little style. Yeah.
So it's pretty much like Chris Rock growing up as a kid.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
Do you know who Chris Rock is?
I've heard of him.
I'm just kidding.
He's that wrestler, right? The Brown.
Yeah. That's a bad joke.
All right, Terry.
Anyway, go on.
Terry.
Oh, yes, I know. I have so many. I think I'm going to go with, I'll have to go with A Different World.
Oh.
Dwayne.
Throwing it back.
I put A Different World, but I only put season one.
Okay. Well, I went further because I liked when Dwayne Wayne was with Whitney, and that whole chasing her. And I remember when I was in my apartment by myself watching the show, and when he broke into her marriage and broke up the wedding, I screamed, and at the same time the person upstairs screamed, and we knew we were watching the same show because we were both surprised that he burst through. And Gladys, it was Jamie who lived upstairs.
Of course it was. Of course.
Yes.
It was.
That's how we met.
Oh, I remember watching that back when it was live, and Tupac was in that show.
Yeah. You know, the only reason that Lisa Bonet got kicked off was because she got pregnant. That's why after season one. So, fuck Bill Crosby. That's why I don't like after season one. Although, Debbie Allen did a good job.
Others deserve to have a job. Two,
whatever.
Dwayne Wade was fucking cool. Flip up shades,
yes.
Fucking cool.
The flip up shades were the epitome of coolness. Yes, I agree.
They were.
All right.
And we wore it out, didn't we?
I still have some, if in case you want to know. I do.
Oh, I just looked up a line from Different World that I tried to remember. It's, homie, don't you know me? I'm going to start using that.
Oh, Jamie. No, Jamie. Oh, all right. Man. All right. For this one, I am picking Scrubs.
Yes.
I cannot believe none of you picked. I cannot believe none of you picked it.
That was going to be my last one.
Right there. We were texting on the side to not pick your pick. We didn't want you to just stop the whole thing.
Stop the show.
That show is hilarious. The janitor is my favorite character in that whole show.
The doctor is my favorite character.
Which doctor? They're all doctors.
No, the other ones are the mean ones. They're interns. They're trying to be doctors.
The one with the muscles. Well,
they become doctors.
Not at the beginning.
Well, yeah.
In one season, they do, right.
So he's really good, and I love him. John McGlinty. I
think his name. McGinley.
Yeah, he's like, his one-liners are the best. And the fact that he had that long-standing crush on what's-his-face's girlfriend is even better. I love him. I adored the show. The fact that those two are still friends and still do commercials together makes me happy in my girl place. I love everything about the show. Everything.
They should do a reboot.
I don't like reboots. Like, they're not really fun.
Yeah.
They're not really fun.
I think the girl that he was into on that show is on that new show with the new Apple TV show with Harrison Ford. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Shrinking? The one about the shrinks?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That show's great.
Sarah Chalk is in there? Is that who you're talking about? The blonde?
Kristen Miller.
Oh, Kristen Miller is the shit. Terry, she's the girl from Friends with the big wine glass. Her friend.
Friends?
Not in Friends. The lady from Friends that she's in the show, and she always has that big wine glass and she's always drinking wine. She's with Busy Phillips is one of the girls in it. Kristen Miller's the other one.
Busy Phillips is also a smoke show.
Okay.
Agreed. In my opinion, I'm attracted to her.
Yes, you're allowed.
What is
you're
the
allowed
show?
To be?
I don't know.
With the big wine glass, and they are friends.
The girl show? From Friends, the Monica from Friends.
Right, Cougars.
Yeah,
it would be. Oh, yeah, you were right. He was.
Oh, is it Cougars?
Yeah, yes, Cougars.
He was always drinking. Yes, Cougar Town.
Yeah, Kristen Miller's her best friend, right? Or
yes,
but she's always yes. Like, she always plays that bitchy kind of girl.
Yes.
And that's why I love her.
Yes, I do like her.
I think
Cougar Town would have been a good one, too.
Maybe. All right, last round.
Aw.
This is like the eighth round. We've got eight rounds.
That's okay. It.
I'm proud of me.
For my last pick. Ooh.
We've got to have honorable mentions.
For my last pick, I am going to go with. Wow.
Yeah.
Living Single.
I had like.
Yes.
Oh, that was mine. Oh, well, that good. That's one that I don't have to pick now.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Living Single.
That's what, Queen Latifah, right?
Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to watch that
Erica
all the time.
Alexander, Kim Cole.
It was Friends before Friends.
Exactly. It's a better friend.
Yes. And they say that's where Friends came from without the minorities.
You just like fucking kick the minorities away and. Make them all white and like,
and make your show, and all famous, of a sudden it's famous. Yes. We knew it was famous. <We're that>. Go ahead.
And I don't want to say it, but like one of them was a lawyer. Eric Alexander was a lawyer. Queen Latifah owned her own company, so they were kind of better off than, you know, the white people and Friends. I'm just saying. They were more.
Listen, no one knew how those people afforded those apartments.
No, exactly.
It's not part of the story. Like I said, you can watch that show on mute. It doesn't matter. You get the gist.
So that is my coup de grace. Living
that
Single.
That was a great last pick.
Thank you.
It was.
TV.
Okay, I'm down to two. So we're going to have an honorable mention?
You got to pick one. Sophie's Choice, baby. Sophie's Choice.
Oh, okay. Jeez. All right. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I think I am going to do Blackish.
Oh, I see where you're going. A Different World, Abbott Elementary, Blackish. I see what you've got.
The ending. Yeah.
Do any of these shows have brown people in them?
Yeah.
Like even one.
The first ones didn't, but the last ones did. But I had chose my other one did not have brown people in it. Well, I guess it had one. So we got to have an honorable mention because that
Sophie's
was a good
Choice,
one too.
Baby. Jamie.
I'm up.
You're up.
All right. I'm just going to have to keep it hometown and go to the Drew Carey Show.
Ooh, oh,
yep. I forgot about that show.
Yep. Love that show. I
that's a good pick.
Ohio,
yep. Like Moon Over and Solon. Just like they had their own beer company, Buzz Beer.
Buzz, that's a great name.
No, wait. Buzz Beer was from Simpsons, right? I forgot. Well, anyway, they brewed their own beer. They had a pool table in the backyard. They would just go to
the
bars.
The Cranberries would be on the show occasionally.
I love that show. And then they went and did that comedy show after that. Whose line is it anyway?
Whose line
it was just
is
improv.
Anyway?
Like,
yes, we
they
love
were so
that.
Funny.
We love
then you
that.
Had Mimi, the girl that just like caked on makeup. But
Ohio.
Yes.
Ohio.
So yeah, that'll be my last pick.
Okay.
From my hometown.
From your hometown. Shannon.
Do I have two here?
No, you have one.
Just
Sophie's
one?
Choice.
We are going to have an honorable mention. You are overruled.
It's not fucking democracy.
And exactly. And that's why
it's
we're doing
it. Not a democracy,
it.
I said. Not.
We're taking over.
We are. We're taking over.
Oh, man. This is a little bit tougher than I thought. For someone who's not big into
sitcoms,
yeah. I mean, you know, there's like a way around this where you could like just be like, oh well, man, I could pick Martin, I could pick Always Sunny, like these kind of honorable mention kind of things. Like you could do that, like King of the Hill, you know, like
yes,
right. Like you just like throw these things like, out there, you know. Like oh God, so Sanford and Son, who's skipping over Red Fox, you know? Like that's kind of the thing you could do, which would be so ridiculous.
That would be so ridiculous. Who would do that? Who would do that?
I would never do something like that. No. The thing that is, I will say that is kind of wild that we have done is that no one said Cheers. And I'm
it was
not
on
saying
my list.
It.
Right.
It's wild because like obviously that show, like that and MASH are like the two biggest, like it's like MASH, Cheers, Seinfeld, Friends.
Cheers had the Frasier spinoff.
Yeah, like
right, because it wasn't always Happy or MASH.
But like MASH, Cheers, Friends, and Seinfeld are like probably like the four most well-known, like quote unquote best.
Or All in the Family.
Yeah,
you remember the same era as Coach.
Yes.
Yeah, Wings, all that stuff.
Yeah, we'll just leave all those out.
Yes, we are. I love that we did it. Yep. I love that we did it. So. No honorable mentions.
No honorable
mentions. It's not our show.
No, no.
You can't.
No.
You can't do the Tim Allen.
Like the Home Improvement.
This isn't Al under the fence, you know? Or over the fence. I'm picking Weeds. Right. I'm picking Weeds.
Yes. Love Weeds.
Oh, my God. Of course you do. Oh.
No.
Oh, you know what? I should have let him have Weeds.
I actually didn't think that was a comedy, but if you think about it, it really is
a sitcom, right?
It's comedy.
It is
comedy,
yeah.
I guess, you know.
So if like Weeds is comedy, then I'm just asking, I'm just throwing it out there, would Psych be a comedy? Yes. Oh, okay.
So Weeds is like just the progression of her being a single like mom dealing weed all the way up to a drug kingpin.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Nancy Botwin. Her husband died.
So hot.
And her husband is played by I'm not gonna think of his name right now. He ends up playing a dad that dies a lot of times. He's the guy that played Negan on Walking Dead.
Oh,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's legit in the show for all of one minute.
Yeah. Yep.
Her husband dies.
He dies of a heart attack.
Her husband dies, and she ends up selling weed to support her family. Huh. And she basically has like a Red Bull with a straw in it in every scene, and she's just trying to raise these two boys. And her brother-in-law comes and like lives with them to help in a Uncle Jesse kind of situation. And
that guy's hilarious.
It's just seasons of, and I, you know what? Looking at my list, like one list, pretty brown. My list, really dark. They correlate kind of. Mine are like really dark or somewhat dark. And then,
yeah.
So Weeds is my pick.
Great pick.
Let's go to Shannon's list. His first pick was The Good Place. His second pick was Curb Your Enthusiasm. Third pick was Golden Girls. Fourth pick was Community. Fifth pick was Fresh Prince. Then he went to Arrested Development. Then he went to Glow. Then he ended with Weeds. And he threw out a bunch of non-honorable mention names that were, you know, since we weren't doing honorable mention, he was just like, no!
We would not do that.
No more. At all. Jamie, The League, Blue Mountain State, Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, My Name is Earl, The 70s Show, Everyone Hates Chris, and Drew Carey. And until just I started reading them out, you do have somewhat of a correlation in yours too, Jamie. Like,
well, yeah, because The Big Bang and How I Met Your Mother, like, yeah. How do you think I met my daughter's mom? You got The Big Bang.
Wow. And we're moving on. Terry. Yeah. Thank you. Terry. Seinfeld. The Office. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yes. WKRP in Cincinnati. Soap. Avid Elementary. Different World. All Seasons. Blackish. Me. Ted Lasso. Friends. New Girl. Will and Grace. Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. Murphy Brown, Scrubs, Living Single. I pretty much think I won this hands down.
Janet
has to move.
Hands down.
There you go.
Sorry, my lights were on a timer and they went off.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I thought it was motion sensor and you didn't move enough.
No, it just set to a time and it was time.
It was time. So I'm going to have to say that I pretty much kind of won this hands down.
Well, wouldn't we all think we each won it since there are.
Yeah, we picked what
but
we
did. I actually like the combination
Jamie,
of
you have
your
Blue Mountain State, so
yeah.
You kind of like
you've never seen it. Like I mean I could have thrown out Family Matters, Malcolm in the Middle, King of Queens.
Not that we're doing
Growing Pains. I was gonna bring this one up because this was a controversial show back in the day. Married with Children.
That was a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic.
That
Married with Children.
But like, we just didn't have enough rounds to bring up like Home Improvement and King of Queens and stuff like that.
King of the Hill.
And I said Night Court.
What Night Court. Like, you know, they have a new Night Court.
Yeah.
I watched the first two episodes and I was like, I'm not watching this.
It's no good.
I am not watching this.
Yeah, I didn't even try to
watch
it.
Got canceled.
I like John Larquette, but
I think it got canceled.
Man, I can't believe no one picked Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I remember that show.
Like that girl, what was her name? Geez.
Shannon and Terry, Ramon
smoking
said hi.
Hot.
Hey.
I don't know why he didn't put it in the thing, but he texted me to tell you guys he said hi.
Hey, Ramon.
Hey, Ramon. Hey, Ramon. All right, Shannon. Thank you for joining us. Hi.
Yes.
Shannon is going to be doing my hair and makeup soon.
Oh, can you do mine next?
No.
Yeah, let me just get a quick bite.
Yeah, okay.
You're in Ohio, Jamie. Terry is going to be out of school. And did you ever hear back from that guy, the Vegas trip?
No, I texted him and asked if he was still working on it.
Okay.
Gladys gave me her trip.
Terry will be going to Vegas soon. and doing debauchery and
no.
chicanery and shenanigans. those are only three words I can think of that mean that. Jamie, what are you going to be doing, James? You guys, Jamie has three kids.
Yeah, I do.
I know. Yep. What?
Three whole ones?
Three whole ones. Like fully formed individuals.
Yep. One's 11. One's wow. going to be 4 in a couple months. The other one's going to be 2 in a couple months.
Wrap that shit up, Jamie. So, wrap it up.
Yep.
I read somewhere you have to keep them alive or you get in trouble.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, got to feed them and clean them.
Be careful.
And yeah. and the life you lived, you probably should watch them a little more often than you were watched.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we grew up in a different time.
We did. We did.
Wow. Like we drank from garden hoses because we couldn't yes. go to like yes. to the fridge because our parents wouldn't yes. want us in the house. Wow. Our alarm clock was the lights coming on outside.
That's and, right. By yourself, okay. riding the bike.
Wow.
Terry, if I can give you a suggestion for Vegas, go see OPM.
OPM, I'm writing it down. What is it?
OPM. It's a show.
Okay. Is it very expensive? Because we were looking for shows.
No
and
idea.
Some of them were like, Usher was a lot
no
of money.
Idea. No
I
idea.
Mean, you just kind of, you spend money and who knows, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
OPM. It's just money, right?
You can but just win it back at the casino.
Oh,
I don't even gamble.
Yeah. I don't gamble either. We're not gamblers.
Yeah. I don't really drink a lot and I don't really gamble, but there's fun stuff to do in Vegas.
And that's yeah. what I hear because every time I bring it up, people say, oh, because we're going to go see the lights, where the dead lights are, or the neon lights. Mm-hmm. They have the mob museum. I've heard lots of people. I've written them down.
Oh,
they
yeah.
said you got to go to
that's
have
why
a buffet.
People go to Vegas, see the dead lights in the mob museums.
Hoover yeah, Dam.
OPM is definitely worth whatever you have to pay to get to see it.
And you said it was OPM or IPM?
Oh.
OPM.
Okay, that's what I got. Making sure I'm getting my list. Thank you.
All right, everyone. I enjoyed
Thank you all.
I appreciate it.
A good time.
This was fun.
Yes, definitely. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Appreciate
and
it.
I appreciate you guys from coming on. Thank you so much. Thank yeah. you everyone who listened.
Bye and Ramon.
Bye Ramon. Bye guys. Thank you guys so much. Jamie, thanks. Shannon, thank you so much.
It was appreciate nice you. Meeting you all.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
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 Peace.